welcome back to a new season of Sassy Single Mums. My name is Winnie and I'm the founder and host of the Sassy Single Mums podcast. I launched a podcast last year, May 2020, as a way to inspire single mothers to share their stories, to inspire and also support other single parent households. As I've evolved over the last year or so, so has the platform. So Sassy Single Mums is morphing into a community where we're going to be doing more events and of course continuing on with the podcast as a way to continue to support women on their journey, whether they're managing a single parent household, whether they've recently been divorced, whether they've lost their partner, or whether they've decided to be a single mom by choice. Sassy Single Mums is really here in order to provide support to all of you throughout your journey. As some of you may know, I'm a mum to a 14-year-old boy called Tyrone. We've been riding it through in London for the last 15 years, and it's been tricky. There's been lots of ups and downs, but it's also been really fun, and there's been so many learnings. I launched Sassy Single Mums initially as a platform to just educate and share stories of other mothers, but actually in the last year I've learned so much. I actually feel like a different person, that I've decided it's time to bring the experts in. It's time to hear from the people who really know what is going on. And it's time to hear from some people that I've connected with that have helped me be the best version of myself, which I am at my current moment. And it all started off with 2020. 2020 was hard for many reasons. I think firstly being that we were in a pandemic, you know, and I share lots of sincere condolences to anybody who lost family or had, you know, a really difficult time in terms of employment or in terms of just like being a mother during the pandemic. At the back end of 2020, I felt extremely exhausted. I look back now and I'm so grateful that I got through it, because at the time it was really hard. So I remember December, November last year and just sitting in my flat and just thinking, this can't be it. This can't just be what it's going to be. Something has to give. Something needs to change. And what it was, I was unhappy with my job. We were stuck at home. It was really unclear when the lockdown was going to be lifted. I was with my son. He wasn't getting enough exercise, which was giving me anxiety. He wasn't learning in the best way that he should be learning, which was also I was really struggling with. And on top of that, I had to manage my household, cook food, and just do everything that everyone else had to go through during the pandemic. I salute anyone who got through it, because it was hard. But towards the end, I really got to my breaking point. So I was like, something's got to give. I need to do something differently. Like, I need a change. You know, I was so desperate for a change. And I was conscious of the fact that in the past, I have been desperate for a change. And according to my therapist, it's not always a good time. But this time, I felt it in my bones. So I went on a Christmas break, just to my mum's house, didn't leave the country. And it was during that break, I picked up a book. It was called American Marriage, which I highly recommend. And when I started reading American Marriage, as the title gives away, it is about a marriage, but it made me realize at the end of the book that I really wanted to be married. You know, I still wanted to have a family. I wanted to have more children. I wanted to experience what it would be like to live, you know, to be a married woman. And, you know, and I say that because I think as single mums, there's no limitation. You know, I think the definition itself of a sassy single mum isn't limited to one particular status or relationship status. You know, I think a lot of us can start off as single mums and then decide to become married. Some of us were previously married and then became single mums. So I think the bigger part is about being sassy. It's the mindset, it's the attitude, it's how you carry yourself amongst everything else that is included as part of being a woman and motherhood. So I read that book and I realized that I want more. And the only way I'm going to get more is if I go out there and kind of go looking for it. So that was the first thing I did. And that was like back end, last couple of days of December. And then after that, I created a mood board. So I think this was like December 31st. I really wanted to manifest my 2021. I didn't want it to be similar to all the previous years. And I also knew that there was a high probability that the lockdown was going to get lifted. We were going to be out and about again. And I really wanted to be in control of what my post lockdown life was going to look like. I really wanted to know, be responsible for how I went back out there when the pandemic was gone. So I created a mood board, and as you do, it's really inspiring. You put all the stickers and all the words of affirmations and you're like, yeah, this is it. This is how my year is going to go. I mean, I've done mood boards so many times. At this point, I was like, yeah, this is great, but really, how am I going to get there? How am I going to bring this into reality? So I continued digging, searching, finding a way to flip everything around. And then I came across the Stack World community. And this is a community that you're going to hear me talk about a lot. And that's because it's really supported me and it's helped me be where I am now. And I would encourage other women to obviously, you know, just listen to my stories and decide for yourself whether it's something you'd like to be a part of, or continue to invest time into Sassy Single Moms, because we will be doing more and more things with them in the months to come, which you can look forward to. So when I joined the Stack World, I went to their vision setting workshop, which was in January. So I think it was like January the 2nd or the 3rd. So literally top end of the year. And the vision setting workshop really helped me break down my mood board and kind of set out a plan for how I wanted to change my 2021, how I wanted it to be different, what I wanted to do differently. So I set out and I wrote stuff like, you know, what I wanted to wear, how I wanted to feel, where I wanted to work, how much money I wanted to be making, and what friends I wanted to hang around with, and what shops I wanted to buy. It was so granular, and it really allowed me to think and to just, you know, absorb myself and kind of like where I wanted to go. As well as that, you know, listening to stories of other women who were in similar shoes. You know, I remember going into a Zoom meeting with a lady who'd been in her company for 5 years, and she hated it and she didn't have the confidence to leave. And, you know, and I was telling her, like, I've just wrote my resignation, and if I don't get what I want, I'm leaving. And she was so shocked that I was making these decisions, whilst her, on the other hand, she was still contemplating it. And it kind of put things into perspective, and it made me realize, even though I felt really uneasy and unsure about where I was still doing something about it, and I was on track, and I was going to be okay. As well as that, I managed to pick up a lot of books during that session that I ended up reading pretty much throughout the months to come. So after the vision setting workshop, I had a decision. I knew what I wanted to do, and that was to leave my job. I wasn't happy, and I knew that I needed a new opportunity. So I went back into work. I think it was 2 days after the workshop, and I let my employer know that, you know, if I were to stay with the company, this is how I would like to be compensated. This is how I'd like to be treated. If not, then I'm pretty happy to leave at this point, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I think my employer and I both got to a place where we were like, okay, we think it's a really good time for you now to explore new opportunities. So I was given the time to obviously go out and look for new work, and I'm really grateful that I was given that time, because not only did it allow me to really find a job that I would enjoy and that I wanted, but it really allowed me to also introspect and spend some time with myself and to figure out what exactly was going on. So I did that. I went on garden leave, March 2021, 2 months to myself to find a job. It was difficult, but I did it. I woke up every day. I applied for all the jobs that I wanted to do. I created spreadsheets outlining, you know, my must-haves, what was really important to me when it came to work, what would be nice to have, and things that I just wasn't going to compromise. You know, I made a list of all of these things on a spreadsheet, and I'm happy to share that template with anyone who wants to see it. And I just ran with it, and I interviewed and I interviewed, and I watched lots of YouTube videos, and I prepared, and I put my camera in the right angles, and I did all the things that you're supposed to do when you really want to make a difference in your life. And I also prayed. I think it goes without saying that I think growing up, religion was really a big part of my life. Between my teenage years, I kind of dipped in and out, and I was not as faithful as I had been when I was younger. I'd say in the last 2 years, I've definitely spent a lot of time trying to reconnect, you know, with my faith and trying to kind of reconnect with God. And it has really worked for me. And for anybody who is interested in kind of like faith and religion, like, please reach out and let me know, because I think it's so important. And for anybody who has found spirituality in other ways, through other means or other methods of self-care, then please continue to do so. But at that time, when I left my job, I prayed every day. I got down on my knees and I asked God to kind of give me the strength as well as the knowledge to get to where I needed to be and to secure the right opportunity. And I can confidently say, like, at the end of that, what felt like forever, but it was actually only 6 weeks, I managed to receive 6 job offers. And I was so happy to just know that that many people wanted to work with me, that many people had validated my experience, that I was capable and eligible to work for any of these companies. It was such a confidence booster. It really kicked me off on my journey to self-care and where I am today. But then some of the things that I learned during this time was that we all have it within ourselves to take control and to own our power. I learned that I'd given away so much of my power in so many different ways, and I was so reliant on so many different various types of people in my life to do those things and to make those changes and to be a part of that journey for me. But actually, it was all within myself, and I just needed time to regain that power. And that's exactly what I did during those 6 weeks. When I wasn't interviewing, when I wasn't preparing for interviews, I was reading, I was exercising, I picked up running, I did the coached 5k, which I would recommend to anybody who wants to support their mental health. Forget looking sexy and losing weight. Running is the mental health cure. It changed my life. Picked up running, did an 8-week course, couch to 5k, and at the end of the 8-week period I could run 5k, and that was also so validating. Every session, every day where I ran like an extra half a mile or I ran an extra mile, I was like, I can do this. Like, I can actually do this. Like, I don't know if you've seen it in the sports, like in the Olympics and stuff, and sometimes you see the athletes get into the finishing line and it's like, oh my god, they've reached the finishing line. Yes, that feeling of knowing that you've reached your destination, like you've reached a point that you had to get to, is so rewarding, is so satisfying. And as well as that, it just helped me calm the F down. Wow. I didn't realize how hotted head I was, like, prior to running. My thoughts, everything was everywhere. I was just like, ugh. But running really helped me humble down. It helped me stay calm. It helped me regulate, and it helped me be in the right mind frame. And that's what made me even more successful at the interviews, because I was calm, I was collected, my thoughts were working in the right way. I can sell you on running for the rest of this episode, but I'm not going to. I will do a special episode though on just why it's so important for mums to start running. It's free, you don't have to pay for anything, you can literally do it just around your street, and it's the best form of exercise 100%. So yeah, I'm not going to talk anymore about running, but that's definitely one of the things that helped me. As well as that, I read some books, good books. I read two books that really made a big impact. The first one was Healing Your Inner Child. Oh, I didn't realize how bruised my inner child was, but we will get into that on a different episode, because this is really like good information that women need to know in order to be the best version of themselves. I read this book, Healing Your Inner Child, and it changed my life. I've read a couple of books throughout my life that have made a difference. The last book was probably about 5 years ago, and then this book came in 2021. Healing Your Inner Child just made me realize that I had a big disconnect between my adult form and my inner child. And it wasn't intentional, I just wasn't paying enough attention to it. But when I actually started to learn the techniques, and when I actually realized that there was this part of me that I wasn't tapping into, that was so pivotal and so paramount in everything that I do in my life, I was like, yo, something's gonna give. So that book changed my life, and I will hyperlink it, I'll share it on Instagram, like, please read it, and I will do another episode on it this season, just focusing on why inner child work is so important. So I read those books, and then I read another book called The Four Agreements, and The Four Agreements made me realize that actually I didn't need to participate in, like, for example, gossip, or for example, like, you know, being malicious, or, you know, for example, like, not taking ownership. There were so many things that actually I had control of and I could do differently in order to have less stress, be a better person, be more empathetic. And I would also recommend The Four Agreements. I also read Untamed, and Untamed was great because Untamed just helped me realize that I was a people pleaser. And why was I people pleasing so much? Like, why? Anyway, boundaries are my best friend. I am in a world of boundaries, and yeah, those three books, highly recommended, and anything that I've mentioned so far will be discussed in this season, so don't worry, just stay tuned. So by the time I accepted one job offers that I'd received, I decided that, yeah, I was going to join this company, and I joined in April 2021. So as I started my new job with my new level of confidence, with me regaining my power and understanding actually how much control I had in the world, I was like, well, let me put it into practice. So since April 2021, I've been running, I've been meditating, I've been dating, I've been a better mum, I've been balancing a lot of things out. The one thing I haven't been doing is sharing any new episodes of Sassy Single Mums. And it was intentional to some degree because I really wanted to be in my element. I really wanted to know what I'd just experienced, how I'd just taken myself from such a dark place through to a full enlightenment, you know, really being happy with who I am. I wanted to just immerse myself in that and know how genuine and how pure it is, so that when I do roll out this season and we do share episodes from all the experts that we've brought in to talk about all of these different areas that I think are so important for women, particularly women raising children, especially raising children on your own, you're just going to understand why I had to do what I had to do and why I had to take that time out in order to really feel it. So this sums up pretty much my transition from 2020 to 2021. And I'm so excited to bring a new season, which is going to be focusing on all of these areas that, as I said, are so important to us as women. So stay tuned. And of course, you know where to find us. You can follow us on Instagram at @sassy_singlemums. You can email me hello@sassysinglemums.com. Hello, and of course, stay tuned for the new episode, which will be out next week with Red, who is going to be guest hosting, mainly because Red has started working on her acting gig. She's been commissioned by the BBC. She's also looking after her young child, who's both agreed that we want her to. So the next episode, we're actually going to hear what Red's 2020 to 2021 transition was like. So stay tuned. Bye.